NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Bank of America, sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026. Dedicated to offering solutions to help businesses win locally and globally. More at bankofamerica.com/gamechangers. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. Before Rossini and before Puccini, the first name in the world of Italian opera was that of 18th century composer Domenico Cimarosa. And there was the overture to one of his operas from the year 1787 called Voldemiro. Not much is really known about that opera or what its story is. Only a few copies of the piece now exist in archives in Lisbon. But that overture was played by the Nicholas Esterhazy Sinfonia, conducted by Alessandro Amoretti, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson. Good to be with you. Classical music continues on a Wednesday afternoon. Coming up, for a hot afternoon like this, we've got the Iceland State Symphony, bringing us Norwegian dances from Edvard Grieg, as well as a little music for violin and piano, a mosaic by Pablo de Sarasate, all ahead of us on KPR. Thanks for stopping by. We bring you next harpist Mariel Nordman and the Orchestra of the Auvergne, and a concerto for harp in B-flat major by George Friedrich Handel on Kansas Public Radio. George Friedrich Handel's Harp Concerto in B-flat major, performed by the Orchestra of the Auvergne, with harpist Mariel Nordman on Kansas Public Radio. Where the time is 12:28, and still to come is the Iceland State Symphony Orchestra with us in about 10 minutes from now, with Norwegian dances from Edvard Grieg for you. Stay with us for that and much more classical music here on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Lawrence Busker Fest, presenting a quarterfinal game viewing party on July 11th, 4 to 11 p.m. Celebration in South Park and viewing party in Miscellany's. More at lawrencebuskerfest.com. Here on the KU campus, it is 90 degrees and temperature is climbing to about the mid-90s for this afternoon. Heat index is above 100. An extreme heat warning continues for the KPR listening area, extended now through Saturday evening. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 70s. And tomorrow, just about the way it's been this week, sunny with highs in the mid-90s. We have something for you now by the Spanish violin virtuoso and composer Pablo de Sarasate. This is a collection of variations that form what the composer called a mosaic, or based on themes from an 1831 French comedic opera by the name of Zampa. Mosaic de Zampa, with violinist Tianma Yang and Marcus Hedula on the piano, on Kansas Public Radio. Violinist Tianma Yang and at piano Marcus Hedula, together in music by Spanish violin virtuoso and composer Pablo de Sarasate. We heard Mosaic de Zampa, some variations on a French comedic opera from 1831 on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 12:40 now and 20 minutes to go until our next NPR news update. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org. Every Friday morning on KPR's Classics by Request, we feature classical music suggested by our listeners. Destiny is your host, and you can make a request right now for this week's show over at that website. Go to kansaspublicradio.org, click on Shows to find Classics by Request, and then join us Friday from 9 a.m. to noon with an encore broadcast on Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com. Time now to bring you the Iceland State Symphony Orchestra with conductor Petri Sakari. From Edvard Grieg, next on KPR, we'll enjoy Norwegian Dances on Kansas Public Radio. The Iceland State Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Petri Sakari, with Edvard Grieg's Norwegian Dances for you on a Wednesday afternoon. Just about time for our next NPR News update. Stay with us for more classical music in the next hour, where we'll bring you some Mozart and his Quartet for Oboe, as well as the London Symphony and Symphony No. 1 by Max Bruch. That and a good deal more still to come here on Kansas Public Radio.
For America, NPR News.
Morning Edition, weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan. And always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Of responses in favor of state policies.
That's Charles Means reporting. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru. The 2026 Subaru Outback features new styling as well as standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and EyeSight driver assist technology. Learn more at subaru.com/outback. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. That's by Dmitri Shostakovich, a little tune of his, which is simple but elegant, called Tea for Two, performed by the Moscow Chamber Orchestra under conductor Konstantin Orbelian. And I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be back with you for a little bit more classical music before 3 p.m. Between now and then, Maurice Ravel's Piano Concerto will be on display, later with the Berlin Philharmonic and pianist Marta Argerich. We have as well an English trio for flute, viola, and bassoon, music by Malcolm Arnold, also a part of things, in this 2 p.m. hour. Thanks for joining us here on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the LMH Health Cancer Center, offering full-service cancer care from diagnostics to treatment to recovery, all in one place. More information available at lmh.org/cancercare. We have music for you by Norwegian composer Johan Svendsen next. A tone poem that he completed in 1874 that was based on one of the stories from Washington Irving's Tales of the Alhambra, which told the tale of the love between a Moorish princess and a Christian knight. This is called Zorahaida. Darya Mikkelsen will lead the Latvian National Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. Music written in 1874 by Johan Svendsen, based on the prose of Washington Irving. We heard Zorahaida, the Latvian National Symphony, under conductor Terje Mikkelsen, with the performance here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 2:23 now, and in the second half of the hour coming up, we've got for you pianist Marta Argerich and the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, with Maurice Ravel's delightful Piano Concerto in G, that's still to come, here on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. And the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas band Mire Prowl for Sunday Jayhawk Jukebox, Sunday, July 5th, at 2 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. Still hot on the KU campus, just like yesterday and just like it'll be tomorrow. 92 at the moment and on our way to high in the mid-90s, heat indexes above 100. Partly cloudy this evening, a low of 77, sunny with a high in the mid-90s tomorrow as well. An extreme heat warning continues for the KPR listening area through Saturday evening. Here's a little English chamber music. From Malcolm Arnold, we've got next a trio for flute, viola, and bassoon, with members of the Nash Ensemble, Judah Pierce, Brian Whiteman, and Roger Chase playing flute, bassoon, and viola, respectively, on KPR. Members of the Nash Ensemble there. Judith Pierce, Brian Whiteman, and Roger Chase playing flute, bassoon, and viola, respectively, in a trio by composer Malcolm Arnold, here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:36, and at 3 o'clock we'll be ready for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on this evening, between 7 and 9 p.m., catch a little bit more classical music. And don't forget that every Friday morning on KPR, it's Classics by Request. That's when we feature classical music suggested by our listeners. Destiny is your host, and you can make a request right now for this week's show. Just go to kansaspublicradio.org and click on Shows to find Classics by Request. And then join us Friday from 9 a.m. to noon with an encore broadcast on Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. Not only that, but you can hear music from KPR's live performance studio anytime at that same website. Recent performances are there by the Bach Aria Soloists, members of the Topeka Symphony and the Spire Chamber Ensemble, and many more. All over at kansaspublicradio.org. The Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra is next. They're joined by pianist Marta Argerich and conductor Claudio Abbado. And music by Maurice Ravel. His penultimate composition is Piano Concerto, which he finished in 1931, based on the influences of both jazz and Basque folk music. In Ravel's own words, he was not aiming to be profound here, but to entertain. Ravel's Piano Concerto in G Major, next on Kansas Public Radio. Maurice Ravel's Piano Concerto in G Major, played by the Berlin Philharmonic, led by Claudio Abbado, along with pianist Marta Argerich, on KPR. Where it is now just about 3 p.m., All Things Considered from NPR News is just ahead. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks very much for joining me this afternoon. As always, for the classics, I'll have something for you again at noon tomorrow. All Things Considered just ahead, and of course there's a little bit more classical music tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. for you to enjoy. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And online at kansaspublicradio.org.